A corruption of an Eastern meditative thought asks the question, if a man speaks in the forest and there is no woman there to hear him, is he still wrong? Sadly, there are no women in the studio to give us the definitive answer, but Rabbi Julia Neuberger once wrote very wisely, we can never get it wholly right, we can only get it less wrong. I think a lot of marriages would stand a better chance of permanence if we didn't see every failure or disagreement as a sign that we chose the wrong person. A lot of football managers might last longer in the job too. It makes a big difference, I think. If I get it wrong while trying to get it right, then if I get it wrong and actually I'm not that bothered. Sometimes in my work I've said the wrong thing and I've known it immediately and the other person knows it too. It makes a huge difference in those circumstances if the person knows me, trusts me, loves me maybe. We often laugh together at the daft things I say or do, because my relationship with the person can handle my idiocies. That doesn't mean I don't need to try to be careful, but it does mean that I need to work positively on my relationship with each person I meet, rather than worrying negatively about the things I shouldn't do or say. That's the sad side of political correctness, worrying about what not to do, rather than thinking positively about what I could do. I hope I always think about what I could do, rather than what I can't. In the end, if we are to be truly human, to live truly, to love, we shall have to take a risk or two.